الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Quran Quest broadcasting from IRIB English Radio. This is a program where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib to extract the teachings and learn from our holy book. We're also coming to the end of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, the month of worship. I hope that your hard work, your endeavor through this month has all been accepted. I hope that we will continue to live along with the Quran and that you will continue to remember us in your prayers. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
So, Brother, we're on chapter 72 of the Quran, Al-Jinn, and we've reached verse 16. Let's listen to verses 16 onwards, and we'll be back for today's discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Wa allaw istaqamu 'ala at-tariqati la asqaynahum ma'an ghadaqa.
And Allah revealed that if they had remained straight on the way, we would have given them abundant provision.
لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكْهُ عَذَابًا صَعَدًا.
So we might test them therein. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will put into arduous punishment.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 16 onwards from chapter 72 of the Quran. So just to give some context about what's happening here, the chapter talks about jinns who heard the Prophet reciting the Quran, and because they had already heard divine messages before, they immediately understood that this was coming from God. They realized that they had been misguided, and the people are misguided in thinking that they have special powers and can help them. And God is narrating this to the prophets in order to calm the prophet, to comfort the prophet in Mecca, regarding the fact that there are people who know that this is a divine message, even if the kuffar are not believing it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Just to, you know, kind of make the idea more clear, the context that you put forward, brother, which I thank you for, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was, like how you stated, you know, rebuked and criticized by his people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to soothe his, or to satisfy him, you know, to pick up his pick up his spirits a little bit, he told them about Surah Al-Jinn. He told them about the story of the jinn. Another interpretation for this chapter, reason revelation, is that the jinn, they believed in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is rebuking the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, the people who kind of abused the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, did not follow the straight path, the correct path, that the jinn have believed in the Quran when they heard the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not believing in the Holy Quran? You mm-hmm. human beings, you sons of Adam are not believing. You sons of Adam are not believing in the Holy Quran. So you are not believing in this? This is the jinn. When they just heard the Quran, all they had to do was just listen to the Quran. They fell in belief.
But the jinn had access to divine information. The humans,
you Arabs, had access to the Arab eloquency. You Arabs had the you were living between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. You saw what he came forward with. You are seeing what he is coming forward with. He is not bringing anything that is considered to be contradictory or something that is against human intellect. He's bringing things that were available. He did not know how to read and write, as some Sunni scholars believe, or some Shia scholars believe as well. Mm-hmm. He did not know how to read and write. How can he come forward with such beautiful and eloquent words, with such high meanings to them, with beliefs that are something that your grandfathers believed in? Because the Quraishi tribe were on the Abrahamic, some of them were on the Abrahamic religion.
Or at least they believed in Abrahamic pillars of belief, at least. And it, do we have something like, you know, like sometimes you hear something and it just makes sense? Did it just make sense to the Quraysh as well, but they were still denying it nevertheless?
Look, this is a very thin line, this belief, because of, you know, it fell in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
This thin line is very hard to, you know, to
distinguish
whether it's the truth or whether it's not. This question has been put forward towards the Imam alayhi salam in the story of Isra and Mi'raj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi ascended to the heavens and saw what he saw. He was asked, the Imam was asked, how did he know that this was not from the devil?
Let's stop you right there.
He was not hallucinating.
Let's stop you right there. That's a nice place to stop, and we'll continue the story right after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 72 of the Quran, and we're just talking about the context of this chapter before we actually dive into verses 16 and 17. So, before the break, brother, I asked you, is it logical to say that the Prophet was saying things to the Quraysh that just made sense to them, and so they were expected to accept that? You said the story of when the Prophet had the Mi'raj, the ascension. And when he narrated what he had seen, people asked the Imams, well, how was he sure that he was seeing the truth? What if it was a hallucination?
Continuing the saying, the Imam alayhi salam replies that there was this calmness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this calmness to this wahi, something that is a sign, because the devilish, you know, let's call it this devilish revelations or hallucinations are not in that manner. They are more, you know, like more out of control feeling because of the sakina, this wiqar, this itmi'nan.
The calmness.
The
certainty.
Exactly, yes. And we have the sayings of Al-Fitra. When we reach these verses, we will talk more about this concept, the concept of, you know, believing it, the concept of believing, not belief, that characteristics in one heart, in one's heart, rather than believing, what causes you to fall in this belief. And it's a very tight topic. It's a very, you know, hard to distinguish topic. But at the end of the day, there is this concept, for example, of fitra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this knowledge in human beings even before they were born, in alam al-dhar. Where they all believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they came to this world, this fitra became uncleansed, became dirty. And polluted, let's say, and it fell off, and it needs revival. That comes the job of the prophets, that comes the jobs of the imams, that comes the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayatullah, that come and remove this pollution from it to return it to its old self, which falls in belief into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, it depends on the person that you're talking to as well. Some people don't believe in it right away, and it could be the right. No one could blame them. Then comes the job of intellectually proving your point. Then comes the part of bringing in a miracle, for example, in some situations. When we reach the topic about Noah did not bring a miracle. When he was calling to his people and telling them to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stop pagging, worshipping and stuff like that, he did not have to bring in a worship. They knew he was a prophet. They knew who was talking the truth. And inshallah ta'ala, when we reach to that chapter, we will talk more about this topic and that the belief. And the jinn, when they, like how we said, there was this context that they had, this background that they had. The Arabs as well. They had this concept, they had this background. Us Muslims as well. When we see something, we know this is, sometimes we fall and believe in it out of nowhere, but it's because of the background of the context that we had.
Let's take an early break, but we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. Let's dive into verses 16 and 17 of chapter 72. They read, "If they are steadfast on the path of Allah, we shall provide them with abundant water, so that we may test them therein. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will let him into an escalating punishment." I think there's a lot of explaining to do. First of all, how do these two verses relate to each other? And why are we talking about water here?
I think the best thing to say is that, like, the story of jinn has finished. So the story of jinn has finished, right?
Now a new story is
now again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, just as I revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi about the group of jinns that listened to him, I am revealing to him that human beings, if they believe, such as the jinn believed, and they stay on the steadfast path, and of Islam, which is Islam, of course. And I want to talk about this factor of believing in Islam, the meaning of Islam. And they practice whatever it contains, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of blessings towards them.
Abundant water here means blessings.
It's a kanaya. It's a figurative language, a figurative usage, because most of the blessings, if not all the blessings, come from because of rain, our food, Even the low cost of things. Because when there's a drought, usually, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blocked the rain. Why has He blocked the rain? Because we have been not being on the steady path. And then comes the sayings and the ahadith that put forward that al-ghala, the high cost of things.
Inflation
or the cheapness of things comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels who are the guardians of this action, raising the prices and lowering the prices. So this is in the Shia belief, the Shia creed belief. It's a topic that has been debated in ilm al-kalam, Islamic theology. But in the Shia belief, we have the sayings available that it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the day, you keep this in mind. The rich, even though things are expensive, they're able to buy. They're able to provide. When things are cheap and when things are expensive, the poor are poor. Whether things are expensive or things are cheap. A man came to the imam telling him that you're buying something expensive. It's expensive now. The imam says, الرزق بيد الله. The wealth is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Iraqis say, Anish alayya. This is with my spices, of
not
course.
My business.
It's not my business that it's expensive or cheap. It's the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided it to me. And when the costs were low, He will provide to me when the costs are high. So, but at the end of the day, most of our blessings come from this factor. Now, this is a very important concept and notion available in the Quran. We're going to see it. We see it here. We're going to see it, inshallah ta'ala, in the coming chapter. And unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it for the coming chapter because I think the time is going low.
But just give us a taste of...
The taste of it is that whenever you do things that are actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, you will be blessed. And these blessings, we kind of, you know, forget about this. Like this action brings the angels to your house. This means that there's going to be blessings for you. With this action, kicks the angels out of your house. The angels won't enter the house. This means that there is no blessings. There's no barakah. This no barakah is a problem for you and everyone else. The problems come. The expenses come. These distractions come. These adversaries come, these problems come, these catastrophes come.
There's no barakah in your money. Your money has to be spent in things that you don't want to spend on them, like repairing stuff.
Nice. That's a nice example. That's a nice example. And it's very important that لو استقاموا على الطريقة, that when they follow this guide, this straight path, the meaning of it is that the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Islam, there's no such thing. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to put it out there. There's no such thing as, you know, the concept of this religion is by itself and that religion is by itself. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has is Islam. The prophets and the a'imma alayhum as-salam are mere bridges, let's call them, are mere tools to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach the true reality, to reach the true path. So that's something that I wanted to put forward more.
Thanks. Actually, I don't think that there would be such an interesting approach to these two verses. So I'm excited about the next episode, where we will have the next episode, inshallah, same time, same place next week. If you missed this episode, don't worry, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Remember that we're reading the Quran to learn from it and practice based on it. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.